We're less than 2 weeks away. We're like 10 days away from who's going to be prime minister of this country.
It's gone quickly, hasn't it?
Well, some would say. Some would say it's dragged.
And we're joined on the line by the member for Leichhardt and opposition leader Anthony Albanese.
Good morning.
Has it gone quick for you, Albo? As the
getting COVID during it was not ideal. I've got to make that point.
Yeah, it was a slow week watching other people do your job.
Oh, come on. I was working from home.
I know you were.
See, and unlike when you say you're working from home, Hizzy, Albo actually does stuff.
All right, we'll suck up to him now.
Me and Toto were here. Me and my dog. That was it. Had to send my son away.
Aaron's about to go hard on you,
no,
Albo.
I'm not going hard at all. So, Albo, you said this yesterday regarding wage rises.
Just back to wages. You said you don't want people to go backwards. Does that mean you would support a wage hike of at least 5.1% just to keep up with inflation?
Absolutely.
Now, that's great, Albo, but what happens to interest rates? There's been some chief economists coming out and saying that all things being equal, that will mean that interest rate rises and therefore mortgage owners are going to be hurt.
Oh, Aaron, that's nonsense, of course. If you have, as any economist knows and the Reserve Bank knows, if you have wage increases that are no more than inflation plus productivity, then that isn't inflationary. And what we have here, what we're talking about here, Aaron, is people who earn $20.33 an hour. That's what the minimum wage is. Inflation, the cost of everything is going up, and they're struggling to get by. And I made the simple point that I've made consistently throughout this campaign. I don't want people to go backwards. I don't want people to be left behind. People are doing it really tough. The cost of living, cost of everything is going up, but their wages haven't.
Look, I agree with you entirely. I think it's a great thing to want, but I'm not saying this myself. CBA's head of Australian economics has said this.
Well, have a look at what the Reserve Bank have been saying for some time, Aaron, that low wage growth was something that was a problem in the economy. Wages have essentially been pretty stagnant for the entire time this government has been in office, for almost a decade. But in recent times, they've actually been going backwards. Wages haven't been even keeping up with the cost of living. And your listeners sitting at home or on their way to work or at work know that that's the case. They're doing it really tough. And the idea that those people who are on the minimum wage should go further backwards is, in my view, there's nothing surprising about someone who leads the Labor Party are making a comment like that. But the astonishing thing is that on Sunday night in the debate, I asked Scott Morrison a straight question. Should people be paid at least the minimum wage? And you know what his answer was? It depends. It depends. Couldn't even say that people should be paid the minimum wage in this country. I mean, what have we come to?
Are there people not getting the minimum wage?
Yes, there are, Aaron. Yes, there are. And the Prime Minister defended that the other night.
Well, that's crazy. And I think we all agree that, you know, especially for people on low wages, their rises should be at least what inflation is. That's just so they can keep
otherwise
up.
Otherwise they're going
absolutely
backwards.
That's pure maths, Albo. But we're going to get on to something else now. And this has also come out of the debate.
Thanks
and
for the endorsement, Hughes.
No, I absolutely endorse that.
I'm taking that.
No, fair enough. I there you go. But something else from the debate, Erin.
Oh, yes. Now, this is, I mean, Albo, people have been saying that this election isn't on real issues, but I think we've found a real issue that impacts a lot of Australians. Take a listen to what you said.
The problem with what Scott just said is that the cost of living measures that he spoke about are all temporary. They have all the sincerity of a fake tan. They disappear once people have cast their vote.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Albanese,
I know it's controversial. I know where you're going with this.
On behalf of someone who makes Nicole Kidman look bronzed and someone who's heavily reliant on the fake stuff, are you willing to apologise to all of us who feel like we're still sincere despite having to turn to the bottle?
I'll apologise to you personally, Aaron.
This is a great moment. In fact, Albo, I think I might be changing teams now. I think you've won me over.
But it's not just you, Aaron. There's other men.
Get on board, Aaron. There's always room for one more.
Well, if you'd reply to my bloody text and do an interview, I'd get on board quicker.
Sky News with her. But were you promised to do an interview with Aaron on Sky News, Albo?
What time's it on? What time's it on?
Look, I'll let you know the details. There'll be a more permanent kind of appearance coming up shortly.
But also, I think
Sky News during the day has fantastic journalists.
Aaron's at night, Elmo.
I'm not sure they allow me in the building at night.
They would.
We'd make an exception for you.
They would.
I've got to say, the Sky News debate, chaired by Kieran Gilbert, was a terrific event
that really had
people asking real questions about real issues.
You know what? That's there's a debate on Channel 7 tonight. I would love to see you bronzed up. Have you seen Ed Cavalier on the front of Men's Health magazine, Elbo?
I have. I got it sent to me, but I also got sent to me a very disturbing images that I just can't unsee.
That was me. That was me with my shirt off.
That was you, mate.
Yeah.
That was you.
Mate, I'm representing men over 50 who are, real men.
I'm in favour of men over 50, as you would know. I think we have to work hard to try to look our best.
We know you're off the muffins, all right? So
I've dropped 20 kilos, mate.
He's dropped 20 kilos.
Wow. So would you consider bronzing up the rig that you've got now?
No, you've got to draw the line somewhere.
It could get you across the line. Absolutely.
Aaron, will you vote Labor if I bronze up?
Come on, Aaron.
You know what? It's only one vote. It won't count anyway. Yes, I will. Yes.
Molan backs Labor. That'll be a splash tomorrow.
I don't think my pappy will ever talk to me again.
Oh, no, he is a very good man, and as you know, we get on very well.
Absolutely.
He's a Liberal senator, if people don't know. So, yeah, there you go. Good on you, Elbo.
Thanks,
good luck tonight.
Good luck tonight. Hughes Yednarin.